The astral realms with their ghosts and entities, both positive and negative, don't only exist on Earth, as you can imagine, and all the members of the Galactic Federation in the physical are always under their influence as we are all, and which kind of entity we may be being influenced by will only depend on our vibration and our frequency. And this is a good thing, because it means that we have a lot more control than what would be expected at first. All what I have been describing about the Galactic Federation is from the physical side's point of view, where the people there and all those who make important decisions are only politicians with their limited perception, lives, and interests, and at least most of them are just doing their best, as we all are. Even though there are many shady things going on at that level, many of which are quite inexcusable. I know there has been a lot of criticism against my group for bashing their beloved Galactic Federation of Love and Light, as they call it, and it's understandable because it goes against what from their point of view gives them hope. The problem I see here is that the concept of Galactic Federation on Earth mixes the astral side with the physical one of it, and as I explained above, there will always be two sides of any realm while perceiving things in duality. And what follows is the positive twist I was talking about in my last video about the Federation. As seen from higher realms, higher above from the actual physical Galactic Federation, who are really governing Earth are the souls incarnated there in it. It's not the corrupt politicians on Earth and neither the ones in the Federation. The souls that incarnate in the Earth have a life plan designed by them while in the astral, while well outside all concepts of linear time and of the perception of space and volume, all those souls also include the starseeds, and the step-downs and all the extraterrestrials involved with Earth as well, as we all form a super frequencies that form and collectively manifest Earth's 3D matrix realm. And from Earth all those souls as a collective, as well as individually, also contribute to form other realms, cultures, and societies outside Earth. Earth's 3D matrix realm is a collective manifestation, but it is also a personal one where what each single individual will experience in life is under their control and whatever their frequency dictates, because we all are our frequency and our outside world is a reflection of who we are. The Galactic Federation's representatives know this, and they do their best to respect the will and the needs of all the souls that are having an experience on Earth. They are leaving the control to the souls there, and although this sounds like a good thing, I can also see that they are using this as an excuse to be permissive towards bad things that have no excuse. But the main concept the Federation's representatives are trying to respect is that if the people of Earth don't resolve their problems on their own, they would have learned nothing, and they would have the strong tendency to repeat what they did wrong. Knowing that everyone creates their own world, all what surrounds them, and knowing that most people on Earth are very young and inexperienced souls and very much into the physical and all what it means, and many are also of a very low vibration, low frequency of existence, therefore manifesting all kinds of nightmares for themselves and for those who concur with their frequency, the Federation needs to isolate the Earth and its matrix. The Federation must contain there, those of low frequency and vibration, because if they don't, those souls will export their manifestations to wherever they go, with it becoming very invasive towards other much more spiritually advanced cultures, the same way many third world immigrants exported the way they behaved when in their homeland to wherever they went, with it altering, if not totally destroying the culture of the host country, as it has happened in many places in Europe. They must advance and evolve on their own until their frequency and vibration matches the one of the majority of the Federation's cultures, in order to be able to coexist in a positive and nurturing way. This sounds very logical, but there is a major problem here, and it is the same problem the Law or Mirrors presents. When someone is constantly manifesting anything in their lives, be it good things or bad things, as those are only points of view, that person will only manifest more of that what is dominating its experience. This is why rich people only manifest more wealth, and poor people will manifest more poverty because they are immersed in a lack mentality. The problem gets worse when we add fear and suffering into the mix. Fear is a very powerful concentrator. It brings all the subject's attention towards that what it fears, and it numbs the mind, so the person cannot see anything else but that what it fears, and with this manifesting more of exactly that. This is a very strong trap, and I see it operating all over Earth, and with it, in my opinion, it is a major factor that makes people reincarnate there. This is perhaps why so many souls get trapped on Earth, not being able to overcome the experiences in that realm. As I said before, there are no dark entities forcing people to reincarnate. It is their own frequency and their own thoughts what cause it to be so. Except for one powerful factor, as I explained in my videos about the paranormal, those dark astral entities have a low connection with Source, or none at all, so they depend on the manifesting power of those in the physical, and they do whatever is possible to keep those souls, those people, in a low vibratory state in order to exploit them for their manifestation power. And as well as there is a strong influence from the astral side on the people living on Earth, the same exact thing is happening elsewhere in the physical universe, including with all those Galactic Federation politicians and representatives. But the same way that there is negative influence, so there is positive influence as well. In many occasions it may not seem it is so because the negative one is so much noisier, but it is there and a strong, if not a lot stronger. We are all a match to good and bad entities, depending on our vibration and frequency, but in the end we are all being guided from above, from high vibration realms where we have our spirit guides, and those are none other than more expanded aspects of ourselves. In other words, we are our own spirit guides, and that is exactly why they are so interested in guiding us in the first place. They are us from a very advanced and from a much more expanded point of view and of understanding, because while we are in the physical we are having a limited experience within linear time and space, but our guides are outside all those limitations, and they know what they are doing. They are us from the point of view where all the decisions to incarnate, and from where our life plan was developed. They are not who we were and not who we will be, because linear times does not apply to them. They are simple, another much more expanded version of who we are. Many souls need the experience of limitation and of hardship and even of suffering in order to develop the necessary contrast to be able to appreciate manifesting and living in peaceful, loving places, cultures and realms. For other more advanced souls, it is not necessary to suffer to learn, as they can do so by analysis, observation, and using their empathy qualities, placing themselves in the other person's shoes, or analyzing how they would react and what they would learn from any given situation, hypothetical or not. But people who can do this are already very advanced, but others simply can't because they are too much into the me first mentality, service to self, with no empathy, and as they haven't experienced enough as a soul, they lack the necessary context and experience to be able to learn without the need of hardship and suffering. They simply haven't developed their internal way to know why one or another thing is, or is not, a good idea. Unfortunately, most people on Earth fall into this category, and leaving that kind of people to roam the galaxy in a free way would only bring widespread chaos, because people do not live in chaos, they are their own chaos, as each person in the end is their own density.